They've always existed. Now, isn't that believable? Let's consider the second person of the Trinity, otherwise known as the Logos.
I think you mean the Son, who is identified by John with the term Logos. But we now have a really, really cheesy picture of the Catholic Jesus guy. And, of course, it's actually a blasphemous picture he's using here with a cigarette and so on and so forth. So, you know, it's really meant to communicate to the serious Christian.
Now, Christians say he took on flesh. That is, this...
Some Christians say? You mean like the Apostle John in John 1:14, possibly? Maybe?
Being this new metaphysical being, which had never existed before, Jesus, was 100% God and 100% man. Incoherence sets in at this point, because God is considered to be omnipresent, and yet Jesus was not. God is considered to be uncreated, and Jesus was not.